touchable emotions.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Touchable emotions. My, how often we all have touchable emotions. How often we are touched by the things people say and the things people do, and the way the world is running, and the way the weather is, and the way life is going. We're just touched by everything, no matter where we turn around. We're touched. We are really not the master of ourselves. Being the master of ourselves, we are in control of our emotions, and that's a tremendous thing to do. And being the master of ourselves, we are in charge of whatever we allow to affect us. We knowingly choose what we're going to allow to affect us and what we are not going to allow. Now, when another person comes to me and tells me of their problem, I do not get emotionally upset about it. I do not get emotionally involved about it. I merely say to them, okay, what is the solution that you'd like to have? What is the situation that you'd like to have in your life about yourself? And then they say, but I got to tell you my problem first. Oh, no. You tell me what solution you want, and that's it. Now, you tell me you walked down this hill and you tripped and you fell down and you broke your leg and you tripped over a piece of cord that was strung across the road. Some kids had been playing some games and you tripped and you broke your leg. And that cord is so terrible. And those kids shouldn't do that. And that cord is so terrible. Well, meanwhile, your leg hurts. Meanwhile, your leg is broken. Meanwhile, you'd like to have your leg not be broken. Meanwhile, you get so angry and so emotionally upset about the string across the road that you tripped on, the string across the sidewalk that you tripped on, the string across your path that you tripped on, and you're so irritated, and you're so irritated about the people who put it there and how it happened, that you do not put your energies where they belong. Now, your energies, if your energies are always in order, you say, my path is always open before me. I am the pure white light of love. My way is open before me. I am the pure white light of love. You see, as you say these things, then the way is open before you. And if there's a string across the path, it would trip an ordinary person. It'd never trip you, because you have already put a cause in motion that your path is open and free before you. Now, okay, you trip. So you do something that is silly, and you hurt yourself. And so you're lying there, and you're saying, ow, ow. And so immediately you stop saying, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. Now, if you're really a master, you will not have the incident in the first place, but if you have the incident, you would immediately put it to rights by saying, all is in divine order, and have all be in divine order, and nothing be broken, everything be in divine order. How many times have you come upon an incident and you have looked at it and you said, oh my goodness, nope, all is in divine order. Everyone is whole and perfect. All is good. And then you went over to investigate, and sure enough, everyone was in divine order and everything was okay. It was an incident, but it was an incident that had not injured anybody, and all was in divine order. Now, if you had not put that cause in motion, all might not have been in divine order. All might not have been as wonderful as you'd like it to be. You mean to say, I have control over those situations that concern other people around me as well as myself? Oh my, yes. Oh my, yes. We are just loaded with touchable emotions. And what kind of emotions do you want to be touched with about your environment, about yourself? Do you want to say there's now peace on earth, and it began with me? Do you want to say, all in my family are in divine order? My family is a happy family. What right have you got to talk about the other members of your family and say that they're a happy family, or they're happy people, and you have only got a right to talk about yourself, to say, I am a happy person? Oh, no. We are the creators of our world, and everything, and everybody, and every experience that's in it. And we have the right to have our emotions be touchable or untouchable. We have the right to look at all circumstances and call them good or call them evil. We have the right to look at all circumstances in our life and all people in our life and all activities in our life and all about ourselves and call it good or not. It's our choice. Now, what do you want to do? Where do you want your touchable emotions to go? Do you want your touchable emotions to say, oh my goodness, it's so terrible? We have people sitting at our table oftentimes, and they have different eating habits than we're accustomed to or than we're happy with. And we see them taking their fingers and taking food off the plate where we normally have a fork on the plate so you can take off the slices of cheese or meat. And they take their fingers and reach in there and grab it. And we think, ugh. They just been wiping their face a moment before or scratching themselves a moment before. And then they take their fingers and they take a plate. Or even worse, somebody's picking their nose and then they reach into the plate and take the food out. You say, golly, how gross, how ugly. No, that's what goes on. Now, how do you want people to take food from the plate? Do you want people to take food from the plate with a fork? Or whatever other device you're going to offer them? If you're so, then provide it. If you're so, then do that. Or, if you have people who have a tendency to take food off the plate with their fingers, then serve each person the amount of food that normally they will eat and put it on their plate for them and do not have a family serving plate on the table. Or you can see them all eating properly, and you can make a comment if you wish. You can say, oh, I love this food so much. I want to touch it so gently with my fork and take it off the plate. Not my fork that I eat with, but the fork that's on the plate to take the meat and the cheese and the things off the plate. And so as you do this, you create it. Now, you're sort of a teacher, and you're not a teacher. You're putting a cause in motion, and you're putting the cause in motion in a loving way. You're not trying to say, you got to do it this way. You're just giving a living example. Do you ever take it off the plate with your fingers? Do you ever do things that are kind of gross to somebody else? I'm sure you do. We all do. But do we want to do it that way? How do we want to be? What kind of a person are we? Where are our touchable emotions? Are our touchable emotions ones that we have made touchable? How silly it is when we do that, isn't it? But we do that so often. We make our emotions touchable. Now, you and I have the opportunity to be untouchable. We have the opportunity to create our world so beautiful, so wonderful, so organized, so patterned, so harmonious in every way that everything is wonderful and we can never be touchable. We're touchable in so far as the goodness of it. We're touchable in so far as all is in divine order. And we say, wow, all is in divine order. All is perfect. All is lovely. Oh, come on, get off it. No, no, no. That's the way the principle works. That's the way the principle works. Yes, it does. I had a student who was sending in a thesis the other day, and on his thesis he said, I'm going to make the law work. I'm going to make the law do this. I'm going to make the law and the principle do that. Well, you don't ever make the law or principle do anything. The principle and the law are like our car. You get in them and you drive them. And they work in a certain way. And you get in the car, you have to put the key in there, turn it on, and you have to use the gas pedal and the brake, and you have to use the gear shift, and you have to use all the things that you do. That's just the way it works. And if you try to go forward when you put the gear in reverse, the car is going to go in reverse. And you're going to say, well, what happened? What happened? Well, you did it yourself. But you weren't paying attention. You weren't paying attention. And sometimes you put it in a low gear so you can drive out of a difficult place. And you forget to take it out of the low gear. And later you look and you say, I wonder what the noise is in the engine. And you look down at your gear shifting lever, and here it is in a lower gear. And you slip it into the higher gear, and it runs smooth as silk. And you say, oh my gosh, how careless of me to do that. Well, you see, we do things not meanly, not unkindly. but carelessly sometimes, by not thinking and not preparing ourselves to do things in the right way. We let our emotions and our temper and our experiences control our life instead of our being master at all times. To be master at all times is just purely and simply a habit. Purely and simply a habit. If it's your habit to say, all is in divine order, then say it. All is in divine order. And every time you turn around, everything is in divine order. If it's your habit to say, oh man, the world's going to hell in a bushel basket, and so it is. And so you will see everything in the world being unkind and unhappy and inharmonious. It's all up to you or me. Whatever cause we put in motion, whatever we use to allow ourselves to be tempted, whatever touchable emotions we have, those are the experiences we have in our life. If you would like to have a happy, harmonious, joyful, uplifting life, be touchable by happy, harmonious, joyful, uplifting experiences. It's just that simple. And if you'd like to have anger, unhappiness, hatred, and tension and all that good stuff in your life, then go for it. It's waiting for you. It's waiting for you to put the cause in motion for it. You put the cause in motion for it. You put the car in reverse and it's going to go in reverse. You wanted to go forward. Whoops, daisy. Yeah. At all times, you have to be alert. Now, if you have good habits, you'll always mentally think, where am I going? I'm going forward. And so you put the gear in forward and you go forward. You say, well, that's so simple. Oh, no, it isn't. Not at all. You're getting out of bed in the morning, and you go down for breakfast, and the family says, who burnt the toast? Who burnt the toast? And right away, you think about burnt toast. And instead, you say, hey, you guys, guess what? We're going to have perfect toast. I know how to set that toaster to have perfect toast. Now take these other pieces of toast that we don't want. We put them over here, and we'll break them up into pieces and put them out into the bird feeder. And the birds love burnt toast. They think that is just super. So now, let's make some perfect toast. How do we make perfect toast? Well, we set the toaster so it's in the perfect way. That's right. Now, how do we make perfect toast? Well, we make perfect toast because we plan on making perfect toast. Oh, hi! How boy! That's the way it goes. We plan on making perfect toast, and so we make perfect toast. Yes, that's right. We plan on having a happy life, so we have a happy life. We plan on living all things in divine order, and they are in divine order. The choice is up to us. Our touchable emotions are where we want them to be. I love to be touched by people who say, hey, isn't it a wonderful day? And not that isn't. We're so used to saying, isn't it? It is a wonderful day. It is a beautiful day. Everybody is great. I love this world. I love me. I love all. You see, that's a sensitive, touchable emotions that we want in our life. At least that's what I want in my life. How about you? The choice is ours, and the decision is ours. Now, what are you going to make of it? Get in the habit of thinking before you put the car in gear, and you'll always go where you want to go. If you be careless, and you mentally think you want to back up or you want to go forward, you'll be in trouble. So, just let yourself flow in harmony at all times, and life will be filled with harmonious, touchable emotions that bring joy and happiness into your world. Know that this is how I feel for you, and this is how it is for you, and Rex is announcing that my car is coming to take me up for breakfast because it's raining cats and dogs outside, and we will have a ride up to breakfast this morning. So join me for a lovely, 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 lovely day. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.